fascinating, because I'm like, this is Emily.
Yeah, hi, Emily. I don't know if I'm talking to the right lady or not, but I come the other year and with a couple of little guinea pigs with long ears.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we had the little a grey one, little boy, and with a white sock. And then they had the other one, brown, and then a girl, and we had her fixed. And then we had a black one that was fixed too.
Right. What was your surname? I'll just see if they were. If I've got your file.
Yeah, Evans, E-V-A-N-S.
And your first name?
Wayne. Could be under Amanda Evans too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Yeah, I've got them here. Yeah, we got, who we got here? We got Zita, Emily, Wesley, and Milkshake.
Milkshake.
I know Milkshake's a guinea pig, sorry. I've got the three long-eared ones there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The two girls have gone now.
Okay.
We found the first one passed away a bit over about a year and a half, the black one.
Right,
and my dad
okay.
said, always the black one seemed to pass away early. I don't know why, even when I was a kid. I don't know why. It might be the gene. I don't know. And that's what we found. And the other one, she went out there one day and she was all right. About a year ago, she lost a bit of fur, but there was a cat hanging around and I think she was getting distressed.
Yep, sorry,
and,
can I just pop you on hold just for a moment, please?
Yeah, though.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care.
Hey, thank you so much for holding there. Sorry, we just had a little bit of an incident here this morning. So,
I don't want to hold you up too long.
No, you're all good.
The other one, we went out and we always put cold bricks down and things when it gets hot and everything for them, you know. And but a cage has got, it's a big cage and it's got fly screen and everything. So no mozzies can get in. It's like in the house, you know. One morning she was right, but now about lunchtime, and then in the afternoon went out there to give them some more feed. There were plenty of water in that, but she was lying there and weren't moving. And so I said to my son Jonathan, he's got all the guinea pigs, you know, he's down there all the time. And he goes, what did you do wrong? I said, nothing, it happens. They can just, she's probably had a heart attack or fret, got scared because that bloody cat come back. I don't know. But, you know, and... Oh, God, you know, trying to tell my son things, it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. But the boy bunny, he's never been fixed, and he's got the white sock. He's bouncing around really well in there and very healthy. And I remember you was asking me if we ever wanted to get rid of him, you knew somebody that needed a boy, you know? And because he's...
I don't have anybody, and I saw Jonathan did send us an email. We don't have anybody that is looking, or any clients that are available to take him on.
Oh right, yeah, because I'm worried about him fretting away by himself, you know.
Yeah. I've got to my head vet. Your best option is RSPCA at Tweed Heads on the border.
On the border.
Yeah, it's on the border for New South Wales.
Right, yep.
Yeah, that'd be your best bet in regards to rehoming, because we just don't have any other clients that will be able to take.
Right. Okay, yeah, no, that's okay, yeah, because I'm thinking, yeah, on the border, yeah, I'd have to go for a drive there, you know?
Yeah.
But, no, that's all good. I mean, I know they're not allowed to be in Queensland, but... They're not in on the thing. They're in the decent. It's just the one left. You know? I've always had them, and how many wild rabbits are in Queensland now is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, they can be.
I do apologise. That would be the best option.
No, that's all right, Dar. Well, you might as well take us off our file because that's what I'm going to do anyway.
Alrighty.
So,
yeah,
I'll take him down there. If I go that bit further, I might even take him back to my cousins. They live down across the border. You know, they got little bunnies. So I'm thinking, I don't want him to fret, you know, because sometimes they can be lonely.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, and, so
no,
sort of...
That sounds like it's going to be the best option for you.
No worries, Dar. Thank
all
you
right.
very much for
that's
listening.
Okay.
So.
You take care.
You too, Dar.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.